These were but a few of the many hominid forms that flourished in East Africa 2 million years before the first tool-making humans appeared on Earth, somewhere around 2.5 million years ago. They are newcomers to us. We don't know much about them. The pace of discovery is slow but sure, involving multidisciplinary teams. And spectacular discoveries like that of Tamai are far and few between. But we know a number of things. As the hominids evolved, so did their brain size. This is a highly controversial aspect of human evolution, with some authorities linking greater brain size to the increased consumption of meat out on the savannas after 5 million years ago. Others believe that the need for more meat required an ability to use one's knowledge to develop ideas about where to find predator kills and the higher densities of animals. You see, these evolving hominids had a much more sophisticated interaction with the environment than non-humane primates. The point is, if you are a hunter or a gatherer, as we find with later societies, even living hunter-gatherers like the San of southern Africa, one of the most vital components of their lives is intelligence, information, information about what lies over the horizon, beyond that outcrop of rocks, where the game is, where water is, and where wild vegetable foods are. And many people believe that the larger brain of the very first humans and of evolving hominids allowed for greater social intelligence, which allowed our very earliest ancestors to cope with the greater complexities of living in close juxtaposition to others. But we must stress that this was not just one hominid line. There was a tremendous diversity of hominids in East Africa and in other parts of Africa, many of which we haven't even discovered yet, who were undergoing processes of evolution. We know only the most general features of this. For example, at the very end of this first very early chapter on human evolution, about 3 million years ago, the descendants of Australopithecus afarensis split into different lines, among them the earliest true humans. We're going to describe these hominids, the earliest toolmakers, and also the earliest human behavior in the third lecture. In this lecture, though, we've looked at the very earliest chapter of all, at the environmental changes which caused it to be more open country. We've looked at some of the adaptations, larger brain size, upright posture, the need for greater mobility, the realities that living on the savannah, you had to have a much more varied diet, which included meat. And of course, meat requires either scavenging from big game kills, or running animals down, or trapping them, or even just simply throwing stones at them. You have to become adept at chasing and catching and stalking to get close to the animal, which, as we will see in a later lecture, is terribly important, where you've got to get so close that you can wound it fatally. We've looked at the very inadequate fossil story, which begins about 7 million years ago with the discovery of Tomai, somewhere around the time when apes and humans, the lines split from one another, if molecular biology is to be believed. And from there, we looked at hominids after 4.5 million years ago, Ardipithecus ramidus, Australopithecus anamensis, and Australopithecus afarensis, Lucy, and the remarkable footprints at Laetoli, which for just a moment give us a view of hominids as living beings. This, then, is the very first chapter of human evolution. In the next lecture, we'll pick up the story after 3 million years ago.